Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
For over a decade, a part of my daily routine has been to gather the latest agricultural news, interviews, and other things that catch my eye and weave them together into what's known as the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Over the years, the list of subscribers has grown, and the kind words you've shared with me almost every time I cover an agricultural event amazes me. Farmers, ranchers, folks in agribusiness, and leaders in government service have all said they look forward to each morning's update and find it of value. FFA members and others have told me it helps them better understand the issues important to farming and ranching. If you receive the daily email that we send out weekday mornings, thank you. If you don't receive it yet, you can join our email family. You can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and looking at the top of the right-hand column. You'll see there the ads of our sponsors of the daily email. Under that, you'll find the word subscribe to the daily email. Click there, and you'll be set to stay on top of the latest farm and ranch news. The only cost? Consider supporting our sponsors when you can. The Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
The cattle futures today were generally weaker in everything but the May futures. May were unchanged at 144.25 on the May feeders. Everything else about a dollar lower. Live cattle 70 to 85 cents lower on the first couple of months. And midday box beef was down $1.42 at 246.46. Up 32 cents, 223.15. Choice select spread is tightening a touch. This Friday we've got a cattle on feed report. The earliest estimate I've seen is on feed about 101%. Placements are about 105%, and then marketed were 102%. So those are just the early estimates here. That report is Friday after the close. And then yesterday afternoon we had a cold storage report. Beef was 458.5 million pounds. We were looking for a number around 444, so it was larger than expected. But it was 2% lower than last year, 1% lower than last month. And then pork was 599 million pounds. That was a large number, 109% of last month. So a little bit tighter than last month and last year on the beef, but not really lower than what we were expecting. The May feeder cattle futures will expire this Thursday, and then we'll roll over in August when we come the front month.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain markets were weak today. We had corn down about a nickel, soybeans 6 to 7 lower, and then the wheats were 4 to 5 cents lower. Now, the U.S. dollar today was higher, and that had a little bit of an impact. But also, there's no real threat at this point weather-wise. Everything's moving along nicely. With the planting season, corn planted percentage 84%. The average is 85, so we're right in line. Bean plantings were 53%, whereas 52% average. Cotton plantings were 52%, 50 average. The winter wheat condition was expected to drop yesterday, but it was actually 1% better, and 52% in a good to excellent category, where we were 51% last week. If you look at the 10-year average, it was 47%. So the wheat crop, despite all the weather we've seen and the hail damage in western Oklahoma, overall it's still pretty good. Hedge funds are still short across the board. This morning we also had a USDA announcement of 126,000 metric tons to an unknown destination, which I believe is good news. We continue to export a lot of grain here with the dollar generally lower than where it has been. And then cotton futures today, we're under pressure, down pretty sharply. December cotton down 69 at 72.32. Still anticipating a lot of cotton acres this year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.